Good morning and welcome to another edition of All Business, sponsored by our friends at the Family Business Legacy Institute. I'm Dr. Dave, and we are joined in studio today by some guests who are partners of ours with the Family Business Legacy Institute. But before we get to that, if you're a faithful All Business listener, you know that Steve Kettelar, my running mate here, my co-host, usually handles the duty of announcements. Steve will return next month. He's away handling the death in his family. So we certainly pray for Steve and for the family. And since we're talking about family, we have friends of ours from the Family Business Legacy Institute that are with us today. It is the Schultzes, April and Terry from EFCO. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Believe me. Tell me, what does EFCO really mean? EFCO, is that really the name of the company?
You're right, Dave. It is the name of the company. EFCO stands for the Eldon Finishing Company. Elmer and Don Schultz were the founders. My grandfather was Don. He basically bought out his brother soon after starting it, and that's how EFCO got its name.
So
EFCO
Finishing. It's not a swear word in disguise.
It is not at all.
What does EFCO do, Terry?
We provide metal finishing services to a wide variety of different types of manufacturing clients. Mm-hmm. So basically, some of the services include vibratory finishing, ball burnishing, different types of blasting, but we also work with a residential customer as well, in addition to manufacturing.
Now, you folks are located in Butler in kind of an industrial area, but your customers really are all over the region and even the nation. Is that right?
Correct. The lion's share of our business is in southeast Wisconsin, but we do have some in different parts of the state, in Illinois, even up in Canada. But with our convenient access right off of 45 between Hampton and Silver Spring, we've got a great location, but predominantly southeast Wisconsin is what we serve.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the types of products that you've finished over time? Help our listeners identify what is it that you really finish.
Well, as I mentioned, our base is mainly manufacturing-type customers. We work with a lot of different suppliers for Harley-Davidson motorcycles. But other examples of projects we've done in the past include door brackets for the Volkswagen Jetta. We worked on some polishing for the Coors Light beer tap handles. We work for ag, oil and gas, medical, recreation, defense, among others. But it's not uncommon for us to work on refinishing register covers for the homeowner or doing a polishing of some wheels. So as I mentioned, we get involved with residential-type customers as well.
As well as the business-to-business sorts
of
things.
Absolutely.
Now, Terry, you're in business with a cousin, not a partner you necessarily chose to be in business with, but you're in business together because your family started this business many, many years back. How did you decide what gets done with the business and what doesn't? Is it a 50-50 partnership? Who breaks the vote, or is that why April's here, because she breaks the vote?
Well,
yes.
my partner Mike was already in the business basically when I came back in 98, and we became owners shortly after that, but buying out the second generation. Our focus has always been basically for my partner to focus more on the internal side of the business while I focus on the external or sales and marketing along with April.
Gotcha.
But like every business, communication is key, and we're working on to do a better job of that. And actually, the FBLI is helping us in that regard. So.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that plug. Now, April, we got to get to you here. You actually come from the banking sector, if I know your story correctly, previous to working at EFCO. How was that transition? There had to be some growing pains coming to work in manufacturing from something that was not manufacturing, not to mention the fact that now you're working with your husband.
Yes to all of that.
Uh-huh.
I think it's all been a challenge, but I love to learn. And I think that my transition was, yes, it was definitely a learning curve over the last couple years. But I think that my background in banking was really the foundation of why I could actually step into this. Interestingly enough, when I was working at the bank, I was working in a cash management capacity. So I was actually calling on a lot of the companies that I'm currently recalling on, but in a different capacity. I'm actually out there calling in a sales capacity as an arm of manufacturing now. So I was very green to manufacturing. I didn't know anything about manufacturing, what an OEM was or what a TD was or any of the acronyms out there relating to manufacturing. But what I did have is, being married to Terry for 27 years, I kind of knew some of the companies and some of the products and finishes. So when I went out into that field a couple years ago, I went in and I was honest with the clients, and they were very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the organizations that I joined was Women in Manufacturing. And they took me under their wing and taught me a lot.
And now you're on the
board. I'm currently on the board, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of exciting.
So it's been exciting, and I've helped Terry and Mike do some different things to take us to the next level. And we're looking forward at a great future.
Now, Terry, let's pretend your wife's not in studio with us right at the moment. What is it like to have your wife around the office all the time? Come on, man. It's just you and I. That's the truth. Inquiring minds want to know.
That right. Well, working part-time, she's working out of our home a lot more so than she's really in the office. So we've got a good structure from that regard. She's got, in addition to working at EFCO, she's got other responsibilities as well. So we're not spending a lot of time in the office. I think we try to have the 5 o'clock rule as well, where we don't talk business after that. We violate that quite a bit, but it's that's helped us get through a lot of it.
So. Okay. All right. Now, the labor market, particularly in manufacturing, is especially tight. Are you finding that to be a challenge within your business as well? What are you doing to get really good workers?
Well, the manufacturing market is certainly tight. We're finding more of our customers are in maybe related to CAT or oil and gas. Those industries or segments that are down. And finding good workers is certainly a challenge. We work very closely with our temp agency to try to find some good qualified workers and people that really want to work. But that has been a challenge. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we brought April on board, because if nothing else, she can ride the forklift.
Run parts.
Absolutely.
Parts, okay.
Right.
That's great.
Work a sandblaster.
Yeah. April, Terry, thank you for being on the show today and for being truly a loyal family business, a Legacy Institute members. We really do appreciate your partnership with us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
You can be like EFCO Finishing. Go to our website at fbli-usa.com and check out our organization. Join the families of the Family Business Legacy Institute, who realize it is not just business, it is family. Until next Saturday at 6:20 a.m. on 620 WTMJ, this is Dr. Dave for the Family Business Legacy Institute, wishing you a great Saturday, and as always, God bless.